W.E.B. Du Bois, 1906. We want the constitution of the country enforced. We claim for ourselves every single right that belongs to a free-born American, political, civil, and social. And until we get these rights, we will never cease to protest and assail the ears of America. The battle we wage is not for ourselves alone, but for all true Americans. It is a fight for ideals. Let this, our common fatherland, falls to its founding, become, in truth, the land of the thief and the home of the slave. In detail, our demands are clear and unequivocal. First, we would vote. With the right to vote goes everything. Freedom, manhood, the honor of your wives, the chastity of your daughters, the right to work, and the chance to rise, and let no man listen to those who deny this. Second, we want discrimination in public accommodation to cease. Separation in railway and streetcars, based simply on race and color, is un-American, undemocratic, and silly. We protest against all such discrimination. Third, we claim the right of free men to walk, talk, and be with them that wish to be with us. No man has a right to choose another man's friends, and attempt to do so is an impudent interference with the most fundamental human privilege. Fourth, we want the laws enforced against rich as well as poor, against capitalist as well as laborer, against white as well as black. We want the constitution of the country enforced. We want Congress to take charge of congressional elections. We want the 14th Amendment carried out to the letter, and every state disfranchised in Congress which attempts to disfranchise its rightful voters. We want the 15th Amendment enforced, and no state allowed to base its franchise simply on color. Fifth, we want our children educated. The school system in the country districts of the South is a disgrace, and in few towns and cities are the Negro schools what they ought to be. We want the national government to step in and wipe out illiteracy in the South. Either the United States will destroy ignorance, or ignorance will destroy the United States. Courage, brothers, the battle for humanity is not lost or losing. All across the skies sit signs of promise. We must not falter. We may not shrink. Above are the everlasting stars.